Good afternoon. First of all, I would like to thank the organizers here to give this wonderful workshop and give me the opportunity to present our recent work for this symmetrical protection of public order in interaction system. So as we know, the public internet is one particular example of symmetry protect the public order. So today, in the first part, I will give some more general scenario towards understanding the symmetry protect to the public order in strong interacting system. And in the second part, I will talk about this possible public terms that can describe the symmetry protect the public order. And finally, there's a reason to we generalize the all these results into Fermion systems. Okay, so as we know, this fractional quantum Hall state is one novel and famous example that gave out interesting topological order. Because in this system, we find there's robust quantized part Q, and it's stable against arbitrary local predation. And some other example, although have not been realized in any experiment so far, but people believe like this Kagome Heisenberg model also have such kind of possible public order, which can briefly described by this Schrodinger RBD state. And in general, we even believe this parent phase that gave out anti-magnetic and the superconducting, this very famous seed gap phase in high PC also can be described by some kind of spin equation. Okay, so in general, this kind of new topological phenomena can be summarized as the so-called public order, or here we emphasize it, they are intrinsic public order. So they can have the same symmetry as the trivial disorder phase, so there's no any symmetry creation. And there's also no Lorentz correlation. But the ground state degeneracies of these states can in general depend on the topology of the manifold. So that means there is something non-local in the system. It's not just a trivial disorder phase. And more precisely, people even can describe the fractional line. So this is a very important part, that the degeneracies are stable against arbitrary local observation. So that's why we call it a public order, or more precise, intrinsic public order. And more precisely, these excitations in this system will carry fractional statistics. And in 2 plus 1D, we can use the S and T matrix to describe these fractional statistics. And in certain systems that we call the chiral public order, like a fractional quantum Hall, even have to protect the chiral edgemodes. And recent years, this very interesting discovery of topological insulator that was first proposed by Charlie King and later realized by Shou-Chun Zhang and Mollenkamp's group in mercury tetrachloride material. And they show that these systems have some non-trivial topological protective phenomena if the symmetry, time-reversal symmetry is preserved. Of course, if we break down this time-reversal symmetry, we believe this state is just a trivial, which means they can adiabatically connect to a trivial disorder phase. Actually, such kind of phenomena can be traced back to a very early time. Indeed, the very famous, this so-called AKLT model, or it's kind of some deformation of this spin-1 Hodan chain. So we know this Hodan phase is kind of one-dimensional version of public order for a long time. But until recent years, we realized that the one-dimensional Hodan phase actually also belongs to the class of symmetry protected public order. If without a symmetry, it's just adiabatic connected to a trivial phase. But if we impose a certain symmetry like time reversal and the spin rotation, then we can show it's distinguishable with the trivial phase. So the physical picture for the Hodan phase is very simple, because in this AKLT Hamiltonian, the ground state wave function can be described by this valence bound solid picture. So each bound just spin one half singlet. And on this physical side, we projected to the spin 0 plus minus 1 state, and we get through this spin 0 state. OK, so then for this system, we understand that all the physics just described by this boundary spin, right? Although it's a spin 1 system, but on the boundary, we can have this spin half excitations. So indeed, this is a novel phenomenon of symmetry fractionalization in one dimension. OK, so in general, we can conclude that this symmetry protected order can have the same symmetry as qubit's order phase. This is similar as intrinsic public order. And they also have no Lagrangian correlations. But interestingly, this new class of topological order, there's no fractional statistics for the, or more precise, we can say that there's no fractionalized excitations in the system. And also, the indistinguishable wishful with qubit's other phase if the symmetry in the box is broken. But of course, they are stable if we preserve the symmetry. Okay. And finally, interesting, we have a general conjecture that there's a protected gapless edge if the symmetry is not spontaneous breakdown on the edge.
What about ground state between that?
Oh, yeah, that's very subtle, but in general, we believe it's unique ground state, but it's not necessary. Yeah, I will, maybe at the end of the talk, I will discuss that. Okay. Okay, so in conclusion, we can have some like very general picture about the possible phases in one dimension and high dimension. In one dimension, we know actually, best to our knowledge so far, we know there are only symmetry breaking phase and a symmetry protected topological order. There's no intrinsic topological order at all. Which means if we break the symmetry in 1D, there are only one phase. And if we impose certain symmetry, we can have both symmetry breaking phase and a symmetry protected topological order. And the symmetry protected topological order in one dimension is very simple. They just classified by the projective representation or secondary cohomology of the certain group.
So for bosonic phases, you're thinking of phases coming from bosons?
Yeah, it can be arbitrary. In one dimension, you know, there's no distinguish between boson and fermion. Any local fermion model can map to local boson model through Jordan-Wigner transformation.
But you know, you have the Majorana chain, right?
Oh, that's maybe that's an example. you know, that's the fermion system. Yeah. Maybe I just focus on bosonic system. Yes. Okay. So in high dimension, we know there are many. Interesting intrinsic topological order. But now we have the question that for the intrinsic topological order, so far we have many different ways to understand the intrinsic topological order. But how can we understand this symmetry protected order, especially in interacting system? Because in kind of a free fermion system, we have very nice this K theory classification, first proposed by Alex Kilev and Andrews here. But in general, interacting system, especially in boson system, it's very hard to understand these phases in high dimension. So we want to ask how can we understand these phases? Surprisingly, we find actually they are just the two sides of a coin. For any symmetry protect topological order, we can construct the corresponding intrinsic topological order phase and show there's a duality map between these two systems.
So just to clarify the terms, intrinsic topological order means fractional phases?
Means in general they can have one state degeneracy, they can have a non-trivial ST matrix. Yeah.
They can or they must?
In general, they must, yeah. But also there's exemptions, like image Van der Waal. Yeah. So the definition is that for this
intrinsic. Does integer form all have intrinsic topological?
Yeah. So in our definition is that if without any symmetry, the system cannot be adiabatically connected to the trivial phase, then we call, yeah, can have intrinsic topological. But we maybe can have different definitions.
The intrinsic topological order, is there a symmetry that defines it, or is symmetry lost upon this duality, or is it always in the presence of the same symmetry?
You can roughly think about here as a global symmetry, here as a gauge symmetry, but the gauge symmetry can be emergent at low energy, so in the local Hamiltonian, you don't need to impose any symmetry. Yeah.
I see. So the time reversal symmetry protects the left-hand side. That time reversal symmetry doesn't have to appear on the right-hand side. Or
Yeah. Maybe for some unitary symmetry, time reversal symmetry is more complicated. It's kind of super symmetry, so I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh, you will not talk about that.
I will focus on unitary symmetry or time reversal symmetry. T squared equal to 1. T squared equal to minus 1 is very complicated. I will briefly mention that at the end of the talk. Okay, yeah, so let me go to the simple example. Okay, so for a long time we believe that there are only two phases in the IC model. So one phase, one is the ordered phase, and the other is the disordered phase. Here we want to ask whether we only have really only have one disordered phase, or maybe we can have more disordered phase if we preserve the Ising symmetry. But of course, here we do not consider any intrinsic homotopy. Just means if we break the symmetry, every phase is there's only one phase. Everything adiabatically connected to each other.
And the symmetric protection is induced here by the Z2 Ising symmetry.
Yeah. So here it's a unitary symmetry. It's very simple and a very usual Z2 symmetry. So just think about 2+1 D-transverse Ising model. Usually we only have two phases, one ordered, one disordered. Yeah, but we want to ask, do we have extra disordered phase? So the answer actually is very surprised we have two, not one. So I'm going to show how can we get the other one. To apply this duality concept, we start from this very simple Torrey code model. Many people here are familiar with about this model. So this model can be defined on the link of the square lattice, and we have the first term is the vertex term, and the second is plaquette term. So the vertex term is multiplication of 4 sigma z, and the plaquette is multiplication of 4 sigma x on the plaquette. And it's easy to verify their commute, because z and x, they overlap always even number of links. Okay, then if we want to solve this Hamiltonian, we can first solve the first constraint term. So to solve this term, we have a very nice picture, because we can regard this spin-up configuration as no string, and spin-down as one string, and this green line is a string. So this constraint just means we don't allow open string on this vertex. So we don't allow such kind of configuration, we just remove it. Okay. Then the low-energy subspace is very simple, just described by closed loop. Okay, and the second term is also very simple, just flip the spin on this plaquette. So basically, it just kind of gives some dynamics of the loop. It can make the loop larger or smaller. If we apply here, we can make it large. If there's no loop before, we create a loop, or any later loop. Okay, so the wave function, very naturally, we just think about it, just equal with superposition of all possible loop configuration. We also understand why this is a topological phase, because on a torus, you can imagine there's a global loop around the torus, cannot be destroyed by this local deformation. Right? So basically, we can have fourfold degeneracy. And we understand that this, if we break the string, if we cut the string here, we create a two end. So the two end actually is a Z2 charge. And we also, in the plaquette, we can have minus one phase described the Z2 flux. And they carry Merkle statistics, because C2 flux and Z2 charge. By definition, C2 flux charge around the flux is pick up a phase pi. And also we have a bound state of the Z2 charge and the flux, which is a fermion. Okay, so let me just remind you this very old but a famous scenario for this duality in this Z2 gauge theory. So in any Z2 gauge model, we can always apply this duality, some duality transformation to this IC model. So the duality actually is very simple. We just think about this the string in the C2 gauge theory as a domain wall of IC model. So if we consider this IC model, that the dual IC model is defined in the parquet, right? And then we think about if two IC spin they opposite, then there's a domain wall. So we have a string. If they have the same direction, we don't have a domain wall. Okay, so in general, we can add some like magnetic term in this Torrey code model, and in this case, it's not exactly solvable, and there's a phase transition when this H is very large. There's a decompartment phase transition in this Z2 gauge theory. And in the dual language, we have this IC interacting term. So just described by a very simple signature breaking transition.
So are you assuming that there are no endpoints of the strings?
Oh yeah. So actually, this duality will impose the constraint. You know, this if you consider the
sure,
dual mode wall.
You're working in a low energy space where you don't have any.
So I need to mention that in the duality only apply for this low energy subspace, which means in the limit U tends to infinite.
Low energy meaning just the ground state.
Not just the ground state, but can be a low energy sector. Yeah. Well, you can just think about when this U goes to infinite, every configuration is in the subspace described by closed loop can be mapped to the IT model. Yeah, because in the IT model, if we consider the domain walls, it's always closed. There's no open domain wall. Okay, and in this duality, we also need to be careful because any term here must preserve the Z2 symmetry can apply into this duality map because when we consider this up and down and down up configuration, they correspond to the same state in, on the other side, right, in the Z2 gauge sphere. It's just one state, not two states. But in the IT model, we have up and down, down up, two different states. Okay, so in this section, we have a very simple way to understand the IC disorder phase. It's just a domain wall condensation, which means all these domain walls just equal with the superposition. And then, of course, we equal the superposition all possible IC bases, and it just gave a trivial disorder phase polarized along the X direction. Okay, so next, let me introduce some slightly interesting and non-trivial model. So this model, the first term is the same as the previous one. We impose this closed loop constraint. And the second term is, in general, is, can be complicated. Here, the P, this P is some kind of a projector that apply on this parquet to make sure there's no open string configurations when acting on this term. But if we only consider about this low energy subsector, we can remove this term because this term already imposed this closed loop constraint. And in this subspace, we notice this term actually is a Hermitian because there's an I. So we must have even number of up or down around this parquet. So the meaning of this lag is just the sixth lag connected to this parquet. So only when this number of lag, even number of up or down, then this term is a commission. But in the low energy center sector, it's satisfied. Okay, so the ground state of this twisted Hamiltonian is very interesting. It's not equal with the superposition of all possible loop. It has a minus sign oscillation. If we have all the number of loop, we have a minus sign. If we have even number of loop, we have plus sign. This can be very easily to verify from this term because if you think about you acting this term on vacuum on no string configuration, this I will count six spin. If the sixth spin here, each one will contribute to I, so I to six is minus one. Okay, and we can further understand the low energy effective field theory for this model, like the ST and ST matrix compared with this transcendence theory. And you know it's described as double transcendence theory with a K matrix 2 and minus 2. So the 2 minus 2 here actually means the system kind of carry this semi expectation. So this model, you can naively think about it has a double layer of fractional, quadratic fractional quantum Hall. So in each layer, the feeding fraction is 1/2 and it contains semi. And the opposite layer will have anti semi because the magnetic field flips up. And the bounded state, of course, is a boson. So we have such kind of 4 different quasi particles compared to the toric-coated model. Okay, so we believe this model and toric-coated model cannot be adiabatically connected to each other. Okay, so then we ask, what's the dual theory of this model? Because in toric-coated case, we can due to this trivial Ising disorder phase. And when we apply the duality transformation for this model, surprisingly, we find that the disorder phase described by this term actually is non-trivial. So the duality map is in the following, because here we consider this hexagon lattice, so the dual lattice form this triangle lattice. Right? This term take account of the sign that defined on the leg of the parquet. Now it's become the product of these two sides that surround this P, surround this set. So basically this term just like a local term, but involves seven spin interactions. So we simply flip the spin here, but we want to take account the sign that the spin around this spin. So it's not as not so simple, but it's still a very local term. We have six of this pair, like P prime, P double prime, and one pair, two pair, three pair, four pair. Yeah, so each pair in the dual picture is corresponding to the spin on the left.
So this is product of the sides of I to some power.
Yeah.
This is always plus or minus?
Yeah, this is commission. Yeah, so this again because in the Dumont language there's always an even number, there's an closed loop. So that means around this plaquette there must be even number of up or down spin. So that makes this term only give you plus minus sign. You don't get I.
So the dual theory is just spin in a Zeeman field that changes.
Yeah. It's very simple. You can think about in the usual transverse eigenmodel, you replace the usual transverse term into this term. You just add some sign. So this sign acting on the six spin around this central spin. And then you find the in the disorder limit means the transverse field goes to infinite. So in this case, the quantum wave function described by this superposition of different Dumont wall configuration, but the Dumont wall contribute a minus sign if the number is odd. Yeah, so this is different. We claim this is different from the previous Eisen disorder phase. So this claim actually can be easily verified from this duality map. You can just think about it. We make some toy Hamiltonian that makes this two solid term together, right? So here on this side we have intrinsic coupled order. So this term described by Pauli code, this term described the same model, and then we mix them together. And in this case, actually, in the infinite U limit, we can show this model is stable against arbitrary local perturbation. And also, you can show this model actually is very interesting. It's self-dual in the loop basis, if we use the basis that already with this minus sign oscillation, this term will become this term, this term become this term. So you can show that the critical point is just alpha equal 0.5. On this side, we can show there's an SPT order here for this non-trivial icing, twisted icing disorder phase. And also explanation for that 0.5. I will talk about the end state later. Yeah.
So when you say that this left one is symmetry protected, what's the symmetry
Just eigensymmetry. Yeah, because as long as we preserve the D2 eigensymmetry, we can apply this duality map. Otherwise, there's no way to apply this. Yeah, so on this side, any local perturbations preserve D2 symmetry will be mapped to this side that could be a local term. So you can show there must be a phase translation. And we don't need any translational symmetry, any kind of symmetry.
The right model also has a Z2 symmetry naturally, right?
It's emergent because when you very large, you can break, you can add arbitrary, but it's emergent, yeah. You can think about this just as Z2 gauge theory, but the Z2 gauge theory can emergent at a low energy.
Okay.
So can you prove that there's no other phases?
I cannot prove, but maybe just from some general argument I believe, but it's not maybe not complete. Here, just one possible way to construct this interaction phase. Okay, so now let me go into the very interesting problem about what kind of edge theory we can have. Compared to the previous model, this is sigma x theory. In order to define this sigma x cubed on the boundary, there's some sample because in the bulk it's okay, we have one spin and six spin surrounded, right? We can always define this sign factor. But on the boundary it's more complicated because if we close to the boundary, there's no spin, no physical spin, so we only have four. So in order to define this sign factor, we need to do something. To introduce some artificial spin, auxiliary spin. We assume there are spin up polarizer swapped along this boundary. Then we can find a consistent way to define this sign along this spin. So we call this a sigma tilde x up. And similarly, we can add a, we can assume all the spin depth down, then we have this sigma tilde down. Okay, so why we want to do this? This is because in general on the edge we can add an arbitrary term, but here if we add a term in this way, we have a very nice property because this term almost the same as the box term. So then will give us a very nice property that this term actually is commute with box, because here each term commute with each other, because here you can show in the topological phase they're just commuting projections every term they commute, and then here you can again you can check every term they just commute with each other. So the reason is also very simple. If you consider this spin and this spin, if this is a flip first, and then you introduce 2i on this leg and this leg, and then this is the first, so you introduce extra I and I here, so we have 4i, then we have 1. That's why they commute. Okay, so here, all the edge term they commute with the bulk term, and all the bulk local term commute with each other. That means the dynamics in the bulk is trivial. We only need to focus on the dynamics on the edge. And then we consider the interesting Hamiltonian algebra on the edge. Again, we see if all the spin products are up and between themselves, they of course can they just the same as the box. Okay, so the only non-trivial thing is that this up and down term they anti-commute when they're nearest neighbor size. So this is because if you consider the up term here, it's a conjugate 1i here, but this is spin up, and go to here, this becomes spin down. So actually cancel, it gives out some like minus I, so cancel this leg. So the I computation do not contribute on these legs, only contribute on these two legs. So we have a minus one, not one. Yeah, you can compute this explicitly. So this is a non-trivial contribution. But surprisingly, we can find this Hamiltonian algebra can be solved by this Majorana algebra. We can think about each side of P can be split into two Majorana sides, 2P and 2P plus 1, and this 2P minus 1, and this 2P plus 2. Okay, so the sigma x tilde up and the sigma tilde down, just this two possible configuration. And then you can show if you shift one side, actually they anti-commute. And if you shift two sides or more, they commute. And on the same side, they also commute. Okay, so by solving this edge Hamiltonian, we can show that it's just a very simple non-chiral Laplacian liquid. And at low energy, we can even go to this bosonization, and you can show this Z2 symmetry transformation induces very interesting transformation on this Laplacian variable phi and theta.
So why is it Laplacian? It's a free fermion.
Yeah, it's the central unit one. It's a Laplacian liquid.
It's a trivial Laplacian liquid.
Yeah, it's special just case. C equal to one. Yeah, special case of Laplacian liquid. Yeah, and the Laplacian from the K may be not a universal, but the central charge is just a C equal to one. And you can show this Z2 transformation actually induces a non-trivial transformation of this variable phi and theta. Phi transforms phi plus pi, and theta also transforms theta plus pi. That's then we can understand that all the possible relevant perturbation just a cosine 2 phi and cosine 2 theta. And this term, of course, will break in the Z2 symmetry. So these terms are impossible relevant perturbations.
Like, how could local form Majorana fermion interactions? I mean, is it a Laplacian liquid when you bosonize? Can you add Ford scattering interactions?
Yeah, in general, you can add any local terms. Yeah. But here maybe it's, yeah, more subtle things, but we have a more rigorous proof that consider generic at Hamiltonian and give the same results.
So the charge is not conserved, right? Of this time, you can add those cosine.
Yeah. Charge is not conserved. Yeah, but the interesting thing is that it induces the symmetry action on the phi and theta is non-trivial. Yeah.
And charge is conserved modulo 2.
Yeah, modulo 2, yeah. Okay, so from this very simple example, we understand that there are some interesting non-trivial symmetry protected public order in bosonic system. even in the strong interacting limits. But the next we want to ask, what's the topological term in this system? So for the intrinsic topological order, we know these terms are transcendence terms. Maybe people already intensively studied for 20 or 30 years. And a less familiar formalism, very close to this transcendence form, is called this pre-ref visual state sum invariance, which is proposed by some mathematical guys in 1990s, I think. Yeah. It's kind of a discrete version of this phenomenon. Okay.
Just follow up on Matthew's question. The edge was, the edge had Hamiltonian was chosen, or determined from the bulk.
Oh, this is especially true. But in general, you can prove that arbitrary choice of this Hamiltonian will give you rise to the same theory. Yeah. Yeah, in our paper, we make this very general proof. But here, I just show a simple example and study the possible relevant perturbations around this ideal point. Yeah. So here is a particular choice. In this particular choice, you can solve the edge spectrum explicitly. So that's just a kind of analogy of the pre-Fermat. In the topological insulator, we start from this pre-Fermat limit, and then we argue the relevant perturbations will break the symmetry. Yeah, so just like that scenario. Then we want to ask what's the topological term that describes this symmetry protected topological order. And indeed, we conclude that actually they are the discretized version of this topological theta term, and they can classify by d plus one group of cohomology. So my PhD advisor.
Big whoops.
Okay, so the topological term of the non-carrier intrinsic topological order actually, in general, we believe can be described this so-called Turalis visual state sum invariance. Actually, it's a kind of state sum action. And this action can be derived from the generic Skinner Hamiltonian, because in the Skinner model, we have an ideal Hamiltonian H. And you just make this exponential to the H. And you can show, because the Skinner model in general can be defined on any trivalence graph, and then you can expand it, and you can show you can derive this. And this actually have a very nice geometric meaning. So this is a G symbol. So it's, in general, called a 6G symbol, which have six index. And the geometric picture is very simple. We can just draw a triangulation. Which is in 3D, which is a tetrahedron, because here is a space-time of 2 plus 1D, so it's 3D. So we do triangulations for this 3D manifold. We get many, many different tetrahedrons. So on each tetrahedron, we put the six links, six index on the six links of the tetrahedron, right? Just the IJK, IJM, KLN. Okay, then we define this 6JG symbol. And on each link, in general, can have a weight DI. And in our case, in the C2 case, just one is trivial. And then we just multiplication of all the 6JG thing we can find on the tetrahedron, sum over all the link indices. Then we can show this actually indeed is a topological invariance. So how to understand this? Actually, this G single will satisfy, always satisfy this so-called Pentagon equation. So this G symbol is kind of just in the SU2 case, just a kind of recoupling constant between different irreducible SU2 tensor. Okay, so the Pentagon equation here actually can be understood by in a very simple geometric way. We can just think about each G represents a tetrahedron, and then this 2G side, we have two tetrahedra attached together, and they share one surface. And the 3G side, kind of, you think about, we can add one more link between this side and this side. Then we can derive with three tetrahedra, because you can think about in this way. In this case, the three tetrahedra share this three surface, not this one. So kind of three vertical tetrahedra. Okay, so this equation simply means the tetrahedra move. And in more general, we also allow such kind of tetrahedral move. We can remove the one vertex inside of this tetrahedral. And based on this two move, you can mathematically prove that any triangulations can be connected to each other. So that will guarantee our topological invariance. Okay. Then, based on our duality picture, we can similarly we can try to construct our topological term for the symmetry protected topology.
So you mentioned the notion of topological terms. So previous, right now, the topological term was a partition function.
Yeah, with a partition function.
So
yeah.
Will that also be the notion of topological term you'll be using for the other models? That the partition functions are topological.
It's bulk dynamic terms. Yeah, it's just like a fraction quantum Hall. Everything is in the fixed point partition function. Yeah, so this is a fixed point partition function. Okay, so in the dual model, we can do similar things. In this space time picture, the eigenspin will live on the vortex, and this C2 gauges this loop index, this string will live on the link. Okay, so then this 6G symbol will due to some G tilt that only depends on this 4 vortices, which can be labeled by group elements, because in the IT model, the group elements just up or down, just I or Z. Okay, so in this case, you can show this first term actually a kind of analogy of the discretized version of the topological term of nonlinear signal model, because on the G action, this term is do not change, because on the G action here, the string configuration does not change. So that's guaranteed by this duality map, and you can show its invariant on the certain symmetry.
It's a topological term of a Z2.
Z2
is the group band.
Z2 is the group.
So there's no kinematic term.
So it's very interesting. It's discretized version. Yeah.
But the zero invariant would have a sum over link variables.
So here we sum over group elements. Yeah, so in the dual language, you sum over this link becomes sum over group elements. Okay. Yeah, so that's why this looks like very similar as the continuum limit of the topological signal curve. I will give an example that how this will connect to that if we take this group G to be continuum. Actually, if G is continuum, it will recover this topological signal curve. Okay, then the Penica equation can also be derived in this dual picture. And in dual picture, this G field actually can be regarded as the so-called group co-cycle, third group co-cycle, which is a function of 4 group elements, and the value on U1. It's just a U1 phase, it's very simple. And this Z2 is clearly order is classified as the third cohomology of Z2 with U1 coefficient. Okay, so in the general construction here, I just formally give the general question. So in any dimension, we can think about, we can do triangulation for D dimension, which is in D plus 1 dimension, right? Because we can consider time. So in D plus 1 dimension, we can have a D plus 1 simplex. And the D plus 1 simplex will have D plus 2 vertices. And so the D plus 1 cocycle is a function of D plus 2 group elements, and the value on U1. And the group cocycle condition can also be regarded as those tetrahedral move or rich triangulations. So like in 1 plus 1, it's very simple. It's just 2 new equal 2 new is just a rich triangulation. But the 2 plus 1 is just a kind of pentagon equation, and this 2 to 3 move or 4 to 1 move. And this generalization can be into arbitrary dimension. We always have this tetrahedral move. And based on those tetrahedral move, we can prove that we can show the topological invariance of this term. Then, like in 2 plus 1D, we already discussed it before. And very important, this new is the invariant on the group action and the value on U1, so it's a group cocycle. And different solutions of this equation. So you can just forget about the very fancy name. Just think about it, just a function as a group elements and a value on U1. And if we have a solution mu and a mu prime, if they can be continuously deformed to each other, then actually they do not describe different phase. And those classes that cannot deform to each other describe a different phase. So actually, all the solutions satisfy this equation, we call the group of the set of co-cycle. And the continuum deformation called co-boundary. So the group of homologies, a quotient of this cocycle and a quotient group of cocycle and a co-boundary. Okay, so now I want to show you some more solid results. It's at, maybe 10 minutes. Okay, so more solid result is that based on this group cocycle, we can construct exact soluble Hamiltonians. The Hamiltonian may be slightly complicated. So here, if we consider this triangular lattice, right? Again, it's very similar. It's the acting on I will depend on the six neighbor sites, just as the model we discussed in the previous session. And here, if we draw a picture, we start from this GI and we want to compute the elements between GI and GI prime. It will evolve with six group elements around it. And then we can divide this guy into six tetrahedra. And each tetrahedra is described by a new three. So it's just such a complex combination. And there's some rule and you can write out simply. And in general, we can prove this Hamiltonian as a Hermitian and have unique bound state. And this Hamiltonian is also just a project and they commute with each other. So just like that, as those very simple spinite model, they're just commuting projectors. So you can solve the bound state explicitly. And you can show here it's even simple. The bound state is always one, regardless of the topology of the manifold. This can also be verified by the value of the collision function on any manifold is just one. That's also similar to the definition of topological theta term on closed manifold, just one.
So for every group, you get different classes of topological phases.
And they
change as you change the group. Is that correct?
Oh,
go to a different group, you get different phases.
For a different group, you can have different type of phases, like as if you have two. But if you change the group, you can also change the different phases. Yeah. In general, they cannot connect to each other. Similarly, we can also construct this sponsored wave function, which is very simple, which kind of the first entries of this new circle can be fixed at one, and the rest of three defined on this small triangle. And here, because the triangle has plus and minus triangle, and we put a new and new inverse. Yeah, so just a multiplication of all the triangles. It's very simple, the sponsored wave function. You can show it's a unique wave function. And if we don't require any symmetry, actually it's adiabatic connected to the two product phase, because this is just a U1 phase. It can be regarded as local unitary evolution. So if we don't care about the symmetry, this adiabatic to connect to one, which is a trivial product phase. Okay, so finally, let me give you some flavor why we call this a discrete version of the topological sigma term. So let me start from this example. Maybe people are much familiar. So this is very simple. It's one nonlinear sigma model in 1+1D, and the topological term W here is very familiar. It's kind of this term describes a Riemann number. Okay, then let's try to do some discretized version of this term. So this term have geometric meaning that it's the area on this S2 sphere, right? So we can draw a triangulation for this S2 sphere. And in each small triangle, we define the action as this nu. So the nu is kind of integration of this term in the small triangle. Okay, then the position function is multiplication of all these nu. And also, you can show this term is invariant on the group action. And the most important thing is that the evaluation of this term on closed manifold must be equal to 1, right? So actually, this is surprisingly gave rise to this cocycle condition. So this is a physical understanding. But indeed, this kind of description is not so correct, because this n is in the symmetric S2 space, it's not in the whole group manifold. If you consider this RG renormalization, actually this is not a fixed point term. It will mix spin 1, spin 2, spin 3, and spin n. So the fixed point term should be replaced with G, n into G. This is go to the maximal symmetric space, not in this unit vector, and you need to extend it to this G, which belongs to SO3. Then, if you take the second homology of SO3, you get Z2. One is AKLT and one is trivial. One is Hardin phase, one is trivial. Yeah. If you stick in the symmetric space, you get a Z. It's a Skirmian number, it's not correct. Yeah, and in general, actually, this continuum description actually is not correct, because in general, you can think about in a strong quantum fluctuation limit, this field may be even not smoothly distributed in space-time. There can be jump, and this continuity is everywhere. So this discretized version is very general, and it can capture these features. And very nice, we can generalize to any discrete group. Okay, so here, let me just give a table about the results from this new constructions in the bosonic system. So the first line is called this bosonic probability insert, which is U1 semi-product, this Z2T means the time reversal in T squared U1. This semi-product means this. So in 2D, give three Z2 classification, one non-trivial phase, and in 3D, we have three non-trivial phase. And this is kind of the bosonic version of topological superconductor. We only have time reversal symmetry. And there's only non-trivial phase in 3D. Because all the 1D label is kind of simple, because just doing this projection recognition. And more interesting, like U1 and SO3, they have non-trivial classification Z in two parts 1D. And in this case, I believe the edge mode just described by those Wessel and Witten term. That also.
What is Z1?
Z1 just means no
nothing.
Nothing. Just means only one trivial phase. But we also need to take a count. Yeah, Z1 just means two. Okay, yeah. So one thing I want to mention that on the boundary, this term can be regarded as the Wessel-Witten term. So that's why it's gapless. So from the previous simple example. So here, in the continuum case, we know, like SO3, those Wessel-Witten term may be just SU2 level K. And here, also, the Wessel-Witten term is U1 Wessel-Witten character by K. Okay, so finally, yeah, maybe just a final.
So there's nothing, there's only one.
Yeah, so all the Wessel-Witten term in two parts on 1D from this continuum group may be trivial, yeah. Okay, so. So I just briefly mentioned the construction in 5 minutes. Yeah, and one slide. Yeah, so it's okay. The construction for interacting Fermion system. So the interacting Fermion system actually is more complicated. You can imagine that the integration over those simple lexes needed to evolve for Grassmann variable integral. So the way we can do this very naturally is that we have group elements defined on a four vortices, right? And then we put a Grassmann variable on the surface because we introduce this so-called branching structure of the surface. Branching just means there's no oriented loop on each surface. That means for each 0, 1, 2, 3, we have a local ordering. We can always order this because this function in general don't have a symmetry. So we don't need a local ordering. So after this, we can define the orientation of this surface. Sum is plus, sum is minus. And for plus one, we put a theta, and for minus one, we put a theta bar. And then we glue them together. There are always a pair of theta and theta bar. Then we can integrate over d theta bar and theta. And then we get a Grassmann variable. In general, the classification is the following. So here, this n kind of we can call the graded structure. So the graded structure is belong to the lower dimension. Here, we need a kind of d plus one cohomology. The graded structure and defined on the surface, they must be a cocycle of Z2 is that because the fermion parity conservation is imposed in the many body system. There's no way to break a fermion parity, and they belong to this HD and over coefficient Z2, and GB means the kind of bosonic part of the group symmetry, because for a fermion system we always have unbroken Z2 fermion parity. And here we consider a simple case, the global symmetry just the directional product of the bosonic part and this fermionic part. And similarly, we can write on the full cocycle conditions in 1 plus 1D and 2 plus 1D. Surprisingly, in 1 plus 1D, nothing different from the boson case. So the only new thing is that we have a graded structure. So in general, you can think about it just double the result derived from the bosonic case. And the 2 plus 1 is not true because in the cocycle condition we have this Fermion sum. So give rise to different solutions. Okay, so finally, I will show you some results from this construction. Okay, so the interesting result is that if we consider all cases in 1D, because 1D we have a very good reference, because PDF have this C8 classification, right? And if T is squared equal 1. So in this case, it is T squared equal 1. But here, why we only get 4, not 8? This is because we only consider symmetry PDF order, which means if we break the symmetry, we the state adiabatic connective trigger phase. That means we only consider even number of Magellanic chain. So that's why we only have Z4. And similar here, if we don't consider any symmetry, there is none. This is by definition of the symmetry protected property order. If we want to consider more interesting example in two dimension, it's interesting. So like for this Z2 eigen symmetry. So just like the eigen symmetry we consider in the black system. In the free fermion theory, we get a Z. So this Z, you can just think about a spin up and spin down fermion. Each carry two number Z. One carry Z and the other carry minus Z. So in that case, we have symmetry protected phases from the non-interaction fermion construction. But actually, they will collapse to Z4 when we open interaction. But maybe not necessary to Z4, maybe more than Z4, but at least there are Z4. We believe in this case, this free fermion classification should collapse. More interestingly, if we consider this time reversal T squared equal 1 in three dimension, we give rise to 4 phases. But in the free fermion side, there's none, there's 0. That means all those 4 phases cannot adiabatic connected to the any insulated determinant states. Because here, based on assumption, we assume the state can be adiabatic connected to insulated determinant states, and classified by K theory. Very simple conclusion. So the intrinsic topological order, the symmetry protected topological order can be related to duality map. And we also propose this topological term to describe SP phases in actually boson system. They are discretized a knowledge of the topological term on the linear sigma model, and the boundary we believe kind of generalized version of Westman Wicken term. And the Grassmann generalization of group cohomology will allow us to study SPT phases in interacting fermion systems. So this part may be more interesting for people doing mathematics, because this kind of super group cohomology and people did not study it before in any mathematical literature. Okay, so finally I want to say that the concepts of this duality between SPT order and IT order are correct for any interacting boson and fermion systems, and even in any dimension. So this will help us to understand a very rich topological phenomenon in 3D. I think in 2 plus only, I think we have much better understanding so than 3D so far. This very nice fiction draw by Xiao Gao. It's a wave function of this, I think. Okay, thank you.
So we're running extremely late, so maybe just one question. Yeah.
So in the bosonic case, you had a Z2 for the 3D phase with Tandow versus Mankiw.
Yeah, T is going to the 1. We have Z2 classification.
Can you say something about that phase? Do you know what that state is like?
I can have the discretized construction, but I don't have any continuum knowledge about that.
Does it have head states? Do you know if it has gapless head states?
I'll be careful. You have to defer it. We'll block everything.
We argue it should be a Westman Wicken term, because we show the boundary theory, the symmetry realization is in a non-local way, but so far we study with us still working on that possible phase. It's very interesting and open question. We don't have an explicit solution for that problem. Yeah, so not like the 2+1D, most of things you can do bosonization and you solve any model, but here it's very difficult. Of course, it's very interesting.
Do you have some feeling for what the structure is like? Would it be Lorentz invariant, or is it?
I believe they kind of because in the Yeah, from the general argument, I believe it's, yeah.
All right, let's move on and thank Chen Chen.